We continue in Nefesh HaChaim on page Kuf Kav Zayin in your Sfarim. We begin Sha'ar Gimel, Sha'ar Shlishi, Be'ezrat Hashem. We hope to continue in Sha'ar Gimel, Kuf Kav Zayin, as much as we can, because Sha'ar Gimel has a lot of Kabbalah sprinkled inside. Even some of the common Mefarshim skipped over Sha'ar Gimel. They go to Prakim and Sha'ar Dalet, which Be'ezrat Hashem will get to. Let's see how much we can cover in the Sha'ar HaShlishi. Uma she'ne'emar kan lamakom. The Ma'amar Chazal that the Nefesh HaChaim brought at the end of Sha'ar Bet, if you remember from last week, that he brought down the Gemara that says, "Chasidim arishonim shayu shoyim sha'achat kedei sheyechavenu et libam lamakom." So the Nefesh HaChaim wants to focus on this word, "makom." Why we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu makom? Uma she'ne'emar kan lamakom, v'chen be'avot, also in Pirkei Avot, amru, u'kshe'ata mitpalel. Al ta'as tefilatecha keva. When a person prays, you should not make his tefillah something that is routine, something that is kavua. Ela rachamim v'tachanunim lifnei hamakom baruchu. It should be supplications. It should be in a way of prayers from before hamakom baruchu. So we see again, when it comes to tefillah, we see a few ma'amarim that refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Makom. Ramzu Zal betevat Makom leinyan gadol. If Shechaim tells us, Chachamim are not just saying the word Makom, they have in mind to hint inyanim gdolim. Veha'inyan tzarich bi'ur lehavin omek kavanatam zal baze. And we need to explain a little bit in order to understand the intention of Chachamenu Zichronam Livracha. ולמסבר קראי הרומזים על זה, and also to explain the psukim that hint to this inyan. Okay, so this is what he wants to focus on the word hamakom. Now before he begins, he gives a little hakdama here. וכבר אמרו זל באבות פרק ב' משנת תדבב שכל דבריהם כגחל אש. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avot says that the words of Chazal, of Chachamenu Zichronam Livracha, are like hot coals, kegacha le'esh, like coals of fire. What's this comparison? Why is it that the words of Chazal are compared to gacha le'esh? So he says, shekmo ha'gachelet, she'af shelo nir'e ba rak nitzotz esh. Just like by the coal, you don't see much on the coal. You hardly see a spark. However, im tasim kochacha ba lehofcha ulnapecha, if you put your energy into it, if you blow into it, if you turn it over, kol shetenapecha yoter titlahev vetitpashet ba hanitzotz. The more you will blow into it, the more you stoke the coals, the nitzotz, the spark of fire, spreads and becomes larger. Ad she'te'aseh kulah locheshet, to the point where the coal, the entire coal, becomes burning, flaming hot. V'tuchal lehanot mimena, and then it's possible to enjoy from it. Le'ura, by its light, ulitchamem negda, and from its warmth. But he says, "Aval rak negda, velo leochaza." You can derive the benefit of light and warmth from the hot coal only from afar, only from before it, in front of it, but not by holding it. Shekivan shenaaset locheshet, once the coal is burning and flaming, tzarich zehirut shelo tikaveba. You have to be careful that you shouldn't get burnt by it. Ken bedimyon ze nimshelu kol divrei chachamim. So the Nefesh HaChaim says, that's the comparison to the words of Chachamim. She'af shenir'im dvarim k'tzarim u'pshutim. Many times, the words of Chazal, it seems very short, very simple, four or five words, a small statement, like the coal, that you don't see any fire on it in the beginning, hardly a spark. Aval hem kepatish yefotzetsu. But they are like what a hammer is able to cause an explosion. Like it says in the pasuk, kefatish yefotzetz sela. Shekol sheha'adam mehapech umsalsel umdagdek bahem. The words of Chachamenu, zichonam livracha, the more a person turns them around and over again, and thinks into them, and analyzes them, ye'oru enav mishalhevet oram hagadol. His eyes become enlightened from the great light that emanates from the words of Chazal. She'imtza betocham inyanim amukim. Because the more you turn the words over and over again and again, you'll find more depths, more deep concepts from those words. And we see that all throughout the generations. The words of Chazal are studied again and again and turned over and turned over. Up until today, there are more and more chidushim that are derived from the words of the Gemara, from the words of the Mishnayot. Ke'omram Zal, like Chachamenu Zichonam Livracha told us in Pirkei Avot Perikei Mishnah Kavchet, Hafoch ba vafoch ba dekola ba. Turn over the Torah again and again and again, because everything is in it. So it's like the gachelet, that at first looks like it has one spark, doesn't look much, but the more you stoke the coals, the bigger the light, and you can enjoy from the warmth and from the light of the words of Chazal. Aval tzarich lizaher me'od begachalatan. But you have to be careful with their coals. Shelo likanes leitbonen velachkor bedvarim she'en hareshut netuna leitbonen bahem yoter midai. A person has to know his limits. A person has to know ad kan tchum Shabbat, till where he's able to investigate and to plumb the depths of the words of Chachamim. A person has to know from the beginning that as far as he's going to go into the Omek of Chazal, but there's much more. And he has to be careful not to investigate into issues which he's not on the level to understand. Ke'omram sham heve mitchamem keneged uran shel chachamim. Like the Mishnah says there, warm yourself in front, keneged, in front of the light of chachamim. Haynu shelo litrachek militbonen klal bedivrehem. It means don't go far away from their words. Don't give up. Always be close to the words of Chazal and study them. Ki lo yehene me'oram klal. If you just turn away and you don't learn them, you're not going to enjoy their light. But on the other hand also, v'gam lo itkarev yoter midai. Don't get too close. Closer than you deserve, than you are worthy of. She lo yikave kanal. So that a person should not get burnt. Rak mineged, in front of. As the Mishnah continues and says, "Veheve zahir begachalatan shelo tikave." Be careful not to get burnt with their gachelet. Why does he say all this? This is an introduction to what he wants to go into the words of Chachamenu zichonam livracha that said, "Kedesh shechavenu libam lamakom." So he says we have to be careful when we go in to investigate what's the kavanah of Chachamim when they say makom. It's important to study the depths, but we have to know our limits, and we have to be careful. And he'll explain this. V'hine kan betevat makom gamken. So now, in this word, for example, makom, we also see this. Hagam shepshuto muvan, even though the simple meaning is understood, it's like the gachelet, that you see maybe one spark of fire in the beginning. So Chachamim used the word makom. It's possible to understand the pshat, as he will explain. Aval keshenedakdekbo, but the more we will be hafochba va hafochba, the more we will be medagdek and analyze the word makom, nimtza, we will find, shekalelu veramzu baze od inyan gadol, that they included and they hinted to much deeper and greater inyanim. So now, he says like this, ki inyan ma shehu yidbarach nikra makom, this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the place, makom, pirshu hu zal bebereshit rabba parasha samechet, we find in the Midrash Rabba of Parashat Vayetze al pasuk vayivga b'makom vayalen sham, about Yaakov Avinu, vayivga b'makom. So although the pshat of the pasuk really means just the place, it's going on the place, but in the Midrash we see that the pasuk is also alluding to Hashem himself, vayivga b'makom, that he met up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Huna b'shem Rabbi Ami amar, Rav Huna in the name of Rabbi Ami says, Mipenema mechanin shemo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu vekorin oto makom, why is it that we give a nickname to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by calling him makom, the place? Shehu mekomo shel olam ve'en olamo mekomo. That's what Chazal tell us in the Midrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the place of the world. The world is not the place of Hashem. When someone comes into a place, what's bigger, him or the place? The place is bigger. He comes into the place, so the place is containing him. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not like that. Hashem is not in the world is in Hashem. So who is the makom? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubeshemot Rabba Sof Parashat Memhe, also we find that. Ubitanchuma parashat kitisa. In Midrash Tanchuma also it says, Vayomer Hashem, hine makom iti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, also, Pshuto Shel Mikra is talking about a regular place. Hine makom iti. There is a place that I want to meet you there. But the Midrash Tanchuma says, Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalavta, Atri tefelali. My place is secondary to me. Ve'en ani tafel le'atri. I am not second to my place. The same thing like the Midrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekomo shel olam, ve'en olam mekomo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'chen ita b'shocher tov, te'ilim izmor tzadik. The Midrash on te'ilim is called shocher tov. And in izmor tzadik, you see over there the same concept. U'lefi pshuto rotze lomar. So now, the simple meaning is what? What's the simple meaning? כמו שהמקום הוא סובל ומחזיק איזה דבר וחפץ המונח עליו. Just like when it comes to a makom, a place, the place holds up the object, the item that you put on top of it, or that you put in it. Right? The makom, let's say this building, is holding us. It's holding up the chairs and everything else, including us. So the makom is sovel, it contains, it tolerates, it's machazik, it holds up a davar, a chefetz hamunach alav, an item. Ken bedimayon ze, so in this, simply taken, this comparison, habore adon kol yitbarach shemo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bore yitbarach, hu hamakom ha'amiti, hasovel umkayem ha'olamot ve'abiriyot kulam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that upholds everything in the world. He upholds all the worlds. He upholds all the creations, all the creatures. What does that mean? He upholds them. He maintains them. She'im chas v'shalom yesalek kocho mehem afrega achat. That if chas v'shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away his koach, his power from the world, Afes mekom kiyum vechiyut kol haolamot. Immediately, the place, the source of the energy, of the life of all the olamot disappears. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to remove his koach from the olamot would disappear. Ukemo shekatuv, like it says in Nehemiah, we say it every morning in Vayvarech David, ve'ata mechaye et kulam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mekor HaChiyut. He's the one who supplies the life, the energy of everything in this world. So that's what it means, makom. Just like the makom, also milashon mekayem, ken? Makom milashon mekayem. Hamakom mekayem et hadavar ve et hachefetz she'alav. Kacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekomo shel olam, shehu mekayem vehu mechaye, vehu machazik u'ma'amid et kol ha'olamot. Vehu pinat yesod emunat Yisrael. This is a fundamental principle of our faith. Kemo shekatav Rambam Beresh Sifro, as the Rambam extensively speaks about in the beginning of Mishneh Torah in Ilchot Yesodei HaTorah. Velachen kore bazohar la'adon kol yitbarach shemo nishmeta dekol nishmetin. That's why the Zohar HaKadosh Baruch, Zohar HaKadosh calls HaKadosh Baruch Hu the neshama of all the neshamot. That's what we say also tomorrow morning on Shabbat, Nishmat Kol Chai. Although the pshat is the neshama of every life, Tevarech et Shimcha. But Nishmat Kol Chai, also the pshat is, we are addressing Hashem. We're saying, Nishmat Kol Chai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the neshama of all that is alive. So the Zohar HaKadosh calls Hashem Neshama de Nishmatin. He's the Neshama of all the Neshamot. Kemo she'a Neshama mechaya umkayemet aguf. Just like the Neshama gives life and is maintaining the guf. Without the Neshama, the guf cannot make it. So the Neshama gives chiyut to the guf, to the body. Kemo she'amu b'Sanhedrin Tzadik Alef Amud Bet v'chi efshar lechatichat basar gimel yamim. Like the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, a body of flesh and blood cannot sustain itself. The neshama is what gives it sustenance and life. So just like the neshama does that, Hashem is the neshama of neshamot. What does that mean? Ken hu yitbarach shemo hu levado chei ha'olamim kulam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of life, of energy of all the worlds. Kayadua bimkomot rabot batikunim v'ra'ya mehemna. As is mentioned many times, all over the Tikkuni HaZohar and in the Ra'ayah Mehemna in the Zohar HaKadosh. Ve'ayen beresh hakdama shniya shel ha'tikunim ma'amar patach Eliyahu. Rabotai, if you say patach Eliyahu every day, then you know that it says this yesod. I wrote down a quote from patach Eliyahu. Ve'antu de'anhiglon ve'letman de'anhiglach, we say in patach Eliyahu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manhig all the sfirot HaKadoshot, all the olamot ha'elyonim, ve'letman de'anhiglach. Nobody is manhig. Nobody leads Hashem. Another statement in Petach Eliyahu. Antu memale kol shema'an. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the one that fills all the names of the Sefirot. Ve'antu shelimu dekulhu. You are the shlemut. You are what brings shlemut to everything in this world. Ve'kad'ant tistalak minehon. I'm quoting from the Petach Eliyahu. Ve'kad'ant tistalak minehon. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu mesalek atzmo, if he will chas v'shalom remove himself from the worlds, ishte'aru kulehu shemahan kegufa bela nishmata. End of quote. Everything will be like a goof without a neshama. It will disappear into nothingness. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the neshama of the worlds. That's why we call him Hamakom. Just like the makom is ma'amid u'machzik ha'chefetz she'alav, makom milashon kiyum, so too by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is in, by the way, this is the pshat. This is in the, he didn't get to the inyan ha'gadol yet, ha'amok yoter. The pshat of why makom, the comparison is, just like the makom holds everything that's in it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds everything and gives sustenance and maintains everything that is in this world. וכן רזל דימו קיום כל העולם על ידי כוחו יתברך לקיום הגוף על ידי כוחות הנשמה. חכמים in the Gemara compare the fact that Hashem maintains the world with his koach, they compare to that the קיום of the goof, the maintenance of the goof by the koach of the neshama. אמרו ברכות י' עמוד א', את הגמרא עם מסכת ברכות, מה הנשמה מלאה וזנה את כל הגוף. Just like the neshama fills and nourishes the entire guf, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu male vezan et kol haolamot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu permeates the entire world and he gives mazon and he nourishes the world. Zehu pashtut inyan shehu yitbarach nikra mikomo shel olam. So here in Perik Aleph of Shaar Shlishi, the Nefesh HaChaim explained the pshat, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called HaMakom. Baruch, we find all the time, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Hu Mekomo Shel Olam, Ve'en HaOlam Mekomo, just like the Makom is Ma'amid U'Machazik, Et HaDavar Ve'Achefetz She'Alav, Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ve'Ata Mechaye Et Kulam, Neshama Dekol Nishmatin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what gives maintenance and sustenance to all that is alive, to all that has any existence, as the Rambam explained in the beginning of Hilchot Yesodei HaTorah. In Perek Bet, the Nefesh HaChaim begins, Omnam Pnimiyut Inyan Mekomo Shel Olam, but the inner meaning of why Hashem is called Mekomo Shel Olam, Inyan Gadol Meod, is something very deep and very grand. And Mezat Hashem will see that next time. All right?